Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I was talking with a couple once who had nothing good to say about the other one, or about how they moved about the home. They were both guilty of nagging and criticism. I mean, these two were the classic Bickersons. I couldn't imagine living my life the way these two were. While one complained about something as simple as the toilet seat being raised, the other griped about toothpaste drippings in the sink and water splashes on the bathroom mirror. You know what, folks? I've been married twice, and I have never had anything so stupid. I just found this really amazing that people would gripe at each other about simple things like that. They both fussed about laundry and dishes and other household chores and tasks. After 8 years of marriage, they both professed their undying love for one another, but agreed these issues seemed to be their biggest marital problem. In amazement, I said, "That's it? That's all you got for me? That's it? These are your biggest problems after 8 years of marriage?" Well, they agreed. So I asked them, "If you can't get past this, how are you going to support each other during a financial dilemma, your kids in puberty, the death of a family member or friend, and God forbid one of you are in an accident, involved in a national tragedy, or had a serious illness? What happens then? How are you going to handle that?" The husband said with conviction and confidence, "Well, we'd find a way." And I said, "All right then, find a way to make it through this, and find a way to do it together." In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinda gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.